From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and we're going to finish this hour with two stories from Beijing, stories about music and love. First, we're going to check in with the internet TV station Sexy Beijing and its proprietor, Su Fei. She has this story about romance, as she lives the life of a young, single American woman in China.
It's Friday noon in Beijing. Time for another power lunch with my girlfriends. The four of us dish up healthy portions of sesame noodles and pickled chicken feet. And as usual, we dish out the details of our troubled dating lives.
Guys, I find Chinese guys so sensual. They don't have all these, like, expectations.
So I never feel super comfortable in bed, you know, because, like, my size is, like, maybe, like, double size as his.
Leo's from France, and I'm from California, and we've spent years dating Chinese guys. Mia and Li Jia are Chinese, but they're hot for foreign guys. Mia's only in her 20s, and she could write the Chinese guidebook for dating foreigners.
He just takes me everywhere like his free translator, and he would take me to his boss to negotiate about his salaries, and I got so fed up. I said, we're supposed to be partners, but you're like my son, and I'm not really ready to adopt.
I think some Western men have fantasy about Chinese women.
Li Jia is in her 40s.
You think the Chinese women are pretty, sweet little girls, but lots of Chinese women really strong-willed, and they found that Chinese women kind of lots of dragon ladies.
If Western men can be so wrong about dating Chinese women, I wonder what the average Chinese guy thinks about dating a young new, a foreign girl like me. I'm taking my love search to Longfu Si Alley. This place has been home to a bustling bazaar and snack market since the Qing Dynasty, when Longfu Temple still stood here. I spot a guy sporting the Chinese Miami Vice look when his gold chain catches my eye. I figure he must have at least a few young niu in his little black book. None, he tells me. I continue down the alley asking every decent-looking guy along the way if they've ever dated a foreigner. The answer?
No.
But every guy remembers the first time they saw a foreign girl, and it seems that they all saw the same girl. You know, that tall blonde with the big nose. And she was beautiful. I'm not sure what all this foreign girl love means for me this weekend, but I'm not giving up this search. I ask this guy with shaggy hair and sunglasses if he'll go on a date with me. If my wife lets me. Right, I have to catch them before they get married. Oh well, I've been here for 12 years and my social life is about as happening as an ancient relic. For NPR News, this is Su Fei in Beijing.
Su Fei is the Chinese name assumed by Anna Sophie Loewenberg. In this story, she spoke with Li Jia Zhang, Mia Li, Rachel Dupuy, and Leo de Boijison.